Bitachon for Life, Shir 1167, Tuesday, Parshas Vayakel. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Doiv ben Yaakov Yoyel, Alav HaShalom, Rachel Bas Simcha, Alav HaShalom, Chana Rivka Bas Yitzchak Tzvi, Alav HaShalom. The Zchus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer HaShem send them an Lili Nishama, and they should be Zeiche to Alechti Gagan Eden. We are explaining the importance of internalizing the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though it seems so simple and so basic, but as the Mesillas Yesharim writes, like we discussed in the Musar for Life Shir, the more basic, the more simple something is, the more it is ignored. We ignore things that we take for granted. And we notice things that we bother to pay attention to, that we bother to focus on. And the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no different. Most people do not view the Ribbono Shel Olam as being all-powerful or as being almighty, like the Ribbono Shel Olam is called. Why? Because it's so basic, it's so simple, we don't think about it, and therefore we don't feel it. Because emotions will only be engaged if you see it, or you feel it, or you think about it. Even if you know that it's true in your mind, it will not translate into an emotion. And therefore, your actions or your feelings will not mirror the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Almighty, so to speak. Because you never internalized it in your heart. You only know that it's true, but you never thought about it and you never internalized it, and therefore you won't feel it. Therefore, your actions will not mirror that, because we live in a world that the Ribbono Shel Olam hides. So we don't see in the open the Adir B'Marim Hashem. In order for us to create that, we have to do it ourselves. It takes effort. But that effort will help a person advance, first of all, in Emunah and Bitachon, which is really the most important advancement, like we explained. And subsequently, in every area in Avodas Hashem, Hakaras HaTov, Tefillah, so many important foundational parts of Avodas Hashem are built on this concept of understanding that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Almighty. This simple, basic concept that every two-year-old knows. And yet, you could have an individual that's 50, 60, 70, 80, and he didn't internalize it yet. He doesn't realize the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not his fault, it's just simply he never thought about it. He never put the effort in. That's why. And if you look around, you don't see the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he hides. Kel mistater. He hides. And therefore we don't see it. But that's our job, to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Hester. Not to get fooled by the mirage of what's going on outside. By what we see as mighty. By what we see as powerful. Money. Powerful people. These are individuals that we associate with might. The Ribbono Shel Olam, unfortunately, in our minds, we don't necessarily associate with might. It takes effort, but it can be done. Will Be'ezer Hashem explain how to do it?